Hold on.
Hello, it's Carl.
Hey, Carl, it's Sam over at Cardiff again.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, did you have a couple minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I know I actually just, you know, asked you for the additional bank statements. It looks like we were able to get you an approval with what we have right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we got a pretty decent approval for you. Looks like $30,000 over 12 months. With the total payback being $37,800. And then we had a weekly payment option for you. So it would be $787.50 a week, making your monthly output about $3,150. Now, does that sound like the amount that you were looking for?
Yes and no. I mean, so that's in addition to the other one?
So yeah, what it would be, it's $30,000, and it looks like you have a balance of about $15,000 on the other one. So
correct.
you would net about $15,000 on this.
Okay. Okay. And then what would the daily payment be?
So I have a daily option or a weekly option for you.
Okay.
So for the daily, you're looking about $150 a day. And then
okay.
for the weekly, you could do $787.50 a week.
Yeah, you know, I think the daily, you know, is kind of working out okay. I mean, I don't really like the whole thing, but, you know, if it's coming out as a steady daily thing, you know, I think that's fine.
Okay.
And that sounds, you know, it sounds pretty decent, you know, what we can do, you know, and it doesn't really raise my payment up anymore, so...
Yeah, it stays about the same. I think maybe like a $4 or $5 difference right there. The only thing I was looking at was I wasn't sure if it was going to be a large enough amount for you. Was that going to be an issue, just netting the 15?
You know, I really would have liked to have 20, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to, you know...
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you know, because so my plan was with the 25 to 30 was to pay off partial of the other one, you know what I mean? To have about 20 left over.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, if we can squeeze them out another $5,000, that'd be, you know, good. I mean, but I would need to know how much that would raise it a day also, you know what I mean? But
now
it seems like it will only raise it about another $5 maybe.
Well, that is the issue. We'd be looking at probably a slightly different rate. You know, going at this looks like if in order to keep the payments about the same, it's about the maximum amount that we would get an approval for with the current loan. But it looks like the program that you would be in, if you needed additional funds, we would be able to get you possibly around, you know, maybe $10,000, I think it was, after 30 days.
Okay.
With this current setup, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that
now,
seems to work.
The other avenue would be, you know, if you wanted to go more upfront, it would probably change the rate. And I know we were trying to do something along the lines of having the minimal amount of credit pulls.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This was what I thought fit best into what you're looking for.
Right, because, I mean, that's not really... Let me ask you this. And now, is that going to pull on my personal credit now that we've been doing it through the business?
No, we did this one, so there would not be a hard pull on you at all.
Okay.
Yeah, this was actually the path of least resistance for us.
Okay. And I mean, it doesn't seem outrageous to me. You know, I mean, it's $5 more a month, and it's getting my other one gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's adding to this one, of course, but. And then if I need something in 30 days, then we'll talk in 30 days.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's
sounds,
exactly how it
sounds feasible
up.
To me. Sounds feasible to me, man.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll generate the documents. I'll send them over to you. Now, I do think in order for it to fund, we will need the month-to-date bank statement for May on the day of funding. So if we're looking at doing this, you know, today or tomorrow, we would just need the month to date of the bank statement just for the past couple of days.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead. I'll generate the documents right now, and I will.
And what does that do?
It's just a stipulation for funding for the program. They require on the day of funding to have a month to date statement for where the
account is. I realize that, but what is it for?
You know, it's just one of the requirements of the program. It's actually a new requirement that just went into place a couple weeks ago. I'm not exactly sure if it actually, you know, gets acted on or anything like that. It's just, you know, a stipulation for funding, so they have it on file.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there has to be a reason for it. You just don't know what it is, right?
Yeah, and it actually just got enacted in the past, I think, like 2 weeks, so I'm not too familiar with it yet.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, there has to be a purpose for it. They're not just...
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know, I can try to find out a little for you, and I'll generate the documents and, you know, send you whatever information I get, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, if they're, you know, who knows what they're looking for, but, you know, but there has to be a reason for it, and I was just curious what the reason was.
Hey, you and I both, this will actually be my first time doing it with the month to date required.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, generate that and send it over, and when I get back to my office, I'll look at it, if it's there yet, and then we can go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bud, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Carl.
Bye.